What does your restaurant's holiday situation look like? Are you packed with reservations and events from here through the end of the year? This is your opportunity to capitalize on that massive demand, and Yelp for Restaurants is here to help. Leverage their state-of-the-art reservation and waitlist systems, paired with the largest consumer network in the country, to drive more awareness and get more butts in seats this holiday season. To learn more about Yelp Guest Manager and how we work with restaurant owners to reach their full potential, visit restaurants.yelp.com/full comp. Now here we go. As you're well aware, I've coached hundreds of restaurateurs to scale profitability through effective marketing and optimizing operations. These bonus episodes serve as mini coaching sessions where I provide you with quick lessons to help you achieve the same amazing results without spending a dollar on marketing and advertising. Enjoy! Everyone wants to know how to make an extra $5,000 on a Monday. That's the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, right? You poll 100 restaurateurs and they'll tell you they've dedicated years of their life to trying to find out what mysterious marketing tactic will pack the house on the slowest day of the week. But maybe we've been trying to find the answer to the wrong question. What if we remove the day of the week from that sentence? What if we ask, how do I bring in an extra $5,000 a week? Because if we reframe the question that way, my initial response would be to ask if there's any room for growth on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. I'd argue that we all have dead hours on peak that if we were packed, we'd easily make that $5,000 we're looking for. Here's the problem with Mondays. To get someone into the restaurant, we must alter their behavior. We're not convincing them to come to our restaurant. We're convincing them to put on pants, to leave the house, to get in the car, and then to come to our restaurant. That's a tough sell. But when we focus on increasing on-peak business, the ask is much easier. We're simply trying to convince people that are already out to choose us. And that's a much easier sell. So what if we focus on running promotions on-peak to fill those dead weekend hours? And it doesn't need to be discounts. It can be experiential, like bringing in a band. I believe we all have an extra $5,000 of untapped revenue hiding in our weekend business. And I believe that our first priority needs to be maxing out that peak business before we turn our attention to Mondays. If you want to tell us your story, hear previous episodes, or check out our other content, go to restaurants.yelp.com/full comp. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, please leave us a review. A special thanks to Yelp for helping us spread the word to the whole hospitality community. I'm Josh Copel. You've been listening to Full Comp.